Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and I am doing the show today from Park City, Utah via Skype. So in advance, I apologize for the occasional dropout that might come up because occasionally the internet is not perfect. What a shock. This week's column is not going to be the inspiration for this week's show, but it's a good column. It's called Why Our Single Friends Are Single. It's somewhat provocative, although it hasn't gotten the blowback I thought it might. I didn't write it for, but I do know when I'm writing on things that might, get a few people irritated. And I thought a lot of single people would take umbrage with what I said, even though many of them will probably agree, as well as a single friend that is going to be a guest today. So you can find my columns all over the world, or just go to BruceSalen.com, hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page, you'll get a drop-down menu, and there you go. I hope you'll follow me on Twitter, at Bruce Salen, and please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. Today's guests are first-time guests, Sexpert Taomi, and you'll find out more about her soon. And we have Dr. Jennifer Weberman for two segments of Therapy Talk. The new Because I Said So comic strip is called Dad Loves Customer Service. And tonight at Dad Chat, we're taking on the eternal issue and struggle of work-life balance with a dad of three who is joining us from his home in Kenya, Africa. I love how we can do this stuff. He's going to be up very early in the morning on Friday, joining us live as we do Dad Chat, which we do every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time and 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast time. This week's I'm Not That Dad vlog is a police state in Zanzibar. And it's a somewhat scary experience I had when I was over in Africa three months ago. And I urge you to take a look. It's secretly taped or videoed because of the circumstances. So all you will see are the fingers of the official, government official that was interrogating the driver of the small bus on which I was a tourist. It was a little bit of a surprise. Richard, by the way, in a moment, I will want to do a life lesson because I forget to do them, but I hopefully will remember to do them. But before we get to that, I want to talk about something that happened yesterday. It was very interesting. I was a host on a chat, and I usually, of course, host my own chat. But this time I was a guest, and there was a moderator. It's a wonderful organization, and I'm not going to because I'm going to be talking about something negative that happened, but it had nothing to do with the organization. The topic was dads, and in the course of discussion, I put forth my very radical opinion that maybe God is where our values come from. And a lot of people took issue that, God is not, where values come from. Anybody can come up with values, and how dare I suggest that a higher power is where values come from. Saying that you had to believe in God. I wasn't even asking or criticizing people that don't believe in God. I was just saying that's my belief of where values come from. Well, later in the discussion, I even got more provocative. Ironically, I don't think so. I suggested that the ideal home for kids was a nuclear family with a mother and father. I did not accuse anyone or any alternative lifestyle of being bad. I just said that was the ideal. Well, I was called bigoted, racist, homophobic, everything. Nobody engaged me really as to why I thought that was the ideal. And I was just astonished. Well, I looked at the bios of a couple people that were being the most aggressive in their name calling. None of my comments were directed at anybody, yet they were calling me a bigot. Racist, homophobe, all that stuff, which is often what happens when you speak to very, very sincere and ardent lefties. They just won't engage. They'll just call you names. You're a homophobe, you're a racist, you're a misogynist, you're Islamophobic, et cetera, et cetera. There's seven. I forget what they all that you get called. You never get called into a real discussion. You just get called names. So I was kind of stunned. It wasn't a very busy chat, so there weren't a lot of people there. Nobody rose to my defense, although some people are doing so presently as they're searching through the tweets to find what happened when I told them about it. So I don't know. I just find it amazing that we're not allowed to have ideals. I don't fit that ideal. My ideal would have been to have stayed married to the mother of my boys. It didn't work out. So I admit I am not living the ideal life. I'm doing the best I can. I'm doing a good job. So do gay couples. So do single moms and dads. This is not a disparagement on that lifestyle. It's just that I think what dads bring and what moms bring are different. I know that's a radical idea, but men and women are different. We'll ask our next guest about that too, by the way. She thinks men are different. And when we educate our boys and girls in sex, if they are exactly the same, well, they're not. So I think what a man and a woman and a dad and a mom into parenting is a wonderful balance. When it can't be, so what? If you're a good parent, you'll probably raise good kids. But I believe that's the ideal. If we have time, Richard, let's listen to a life lesson, please.
You got to accentuate the positive elemi. I need the negative. Latch on to the...
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. When is rude rude? All the tech that is available today is wonderful, but it has seriously impacted our manners. Social media is what they call a lot of what we do, but it's far from social. And consequently, there are also discussions about social media manners because they've deteriorated. When did it become okay to have private conversations in public on your so-called smartphone? When did it become okay to check your email when you're with family and friends? It didn't. Good manners are good manners. It's up to us to live them, teach them, and require them of our kids and ourselves. I'm Bruce Salen. Find me at brucesalen.com, and please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salen, that's one of you.
Wow, that was wild. I do not choose the life lessons. They are sequentially aired. And here I just did a whole talk about, I wouldn't use the word rude, but really offensive response I got to some comments I made online. And then you hear that life lesson. I'm almost speechless. I just love the symmetry, the synergy, the amazing coincidence of how often what I'm talking about tends to then mirror the arbitrary playing of a particular life lesson. We've recorded 52 of them. So I play one a week every year for the whole year, and then I repeat them later. So that was just, again, the amazing coincidence. So maybe God is acting in my life right now. Maybe me, who knows? I don't really need defense. I'll stand up for myself. But I must admit that this morning when I saw some of those tweets and tried to engage the one guy that was aggressive, it bugged me for a while. Nobody likes being called names. It wasn't a good feeling. So I am over that because I had a wonderful morning here in Park City where I went skiing and it was beautiful. And I love being up in the mountains where the air is fresh and the energy level tends to be a little bit calmer. I'll be moving my family and I from California, where I've lived my entire life, to Utah in the summer of 2015. I am sort of done with California for a lot of reasons. I love, 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 love California, but I don't like a lot of the values or the taxes or some of the politics. But more importantly, I want to be in a quieter place and a place where I think I get a little bit more bang for my buck, so to speak. And here in Utah, I think that is the case. I also want to do some more travel. And once my younger son is out of high school, I will be in a position to do that. So we are going to go to break momentarily. And I do hope you will stay tuned for our very special guest, Sexpert Taomi, after these short messages.
Bruce Salen, that's one of you. Bruce Salen, you know the